You're listening to Beyond the Sermon, episode 10. You know?
You are looking live. Beyond the Sermon, episode
10.
Woo!
Hey guys, we have officially made it to episode 10 of Beyond the Sermon. Michael Kennedy, lead pastor of North River Church, sitting here with the duly clad
and
brand new North River blue shirts.
Here we are.
There they are,
matching.
Those guys. Oh! Absolutely. So we've got our North River logo shirts on. We are official now, and I have mine on.
Secretary has hers on.
All in blue today.
So. It's a blue Christmas.
It's a blue Christmas, baby.
That's good. So, Scott Kerlin, how are you, bud?
Doing well. Happy to be here.
There we go. Scott Kerlin, worship and discipleship pastor.
Bradley makes fun of my pose. I do.
He does. I noticed that the other day. And then also Adam Reed.
Hello.
Adam, how are you?
I'm great.
Awesome. I hear that Adam has some good news to share with everyone.
Yeah. Let me turn around here.
There you go.
Let's see. There we are. So this afternoon, our house closes in Georgia, so we are officially homeless, maybe?
Ah, love it.
Nice.
That's it.
We have a rental house, so we're all right. We're
not actually being homeless.
That's right.
But,
that's
good. Yeah, so we are thankful to have that close today.
Yeah, that's good. Now, not to joke on Scott any, but they say that in the book of James, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
I mean,
so evidently, Adam's a little more righteous than you, bud.
Absolutely.
You still got a house to sell.
I can't argue.
Hey, I'll start praying for you now.
Thank you. That's right.
He had selfish prayers to start.
I had to get all my prayers for my house taken care
of. And then he might wait until he buys a house and then start praying for me. You know, he doesn't want to add one more person to the market.
That's exactly right.
Hilarious.
So, that's good. So we're here for episode 10 of Beyond the Sermon. And we will talk about our message from this past Sunday out of the Gospel of Luke.
But we're cakeless.
We are cakeless. We did get our award-winning podcast trophy.
That's true.
So you want to go grab that, Scott?
Oh, go grab that trophy.
I mean, so we officially are an award-winning podcast here at Beyond the Sermon. So granted, it says Manatee County Church Softball Association, second place, C division.
But we know
which
the truth.
Means we could not compete at the A division. We're clearly certain about that. So, but we're pretending that this is a podcast trophy. So,
it's a participation trophy.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Thank you to all who voted for us to be an official.
We count it an honor.
That's it. We surely do.
And we thank God for the blessing.
Give him the glory.
That's good.
We're going to Tebow.
All to the Lord.
Tebow on the goal line, baby.
All to the Lord. So. All right, guys, we are here at the week of Christmas.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
Come on.
There we go.
Feliz Navidad.
Sing it, man. Hope you're having a good Christmas week, and we'll have a lot of fun being able to celebrate with our families. All of us have young kids at home, and so Christmas season's a lot of fun and a bit chaotic. Is that fair to say?
Truth.
All your Christmas shopping done, Scott?
Everything but the stocking.
Gotta get the stocking done. Okay.
But Megan doesn't listen to this, so I'm good.
That's good. Absolutely. Adam?
We have all of our Christmas shopping done. We are waiting for one more gift to come from Amazon. Hopefully it'll come the next couple days.
There we go.
Otherwise, they will get a surprise Happy New Year gift, I guess.
That's right. I like it. We are officially done, minus the fact that I am building dollhouses, American Girl dollhouses, for my girls. And I have one completed and one 80% complete.
Nice.
So I got to finish that.
They're amazing, too. I mean,
they are.
You could probably sell those puppies for $600 or something.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're pretty awesome. So, because an original, you know, if you buy one, they're about $400 or $500. So this guy is pretty cheap. So I figured I could build it for about $100 a piece. So.
Yeah, amazing.
Good deal. We covered Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 57 this week, all the way through verse 80, looking at the birth of John the Baptist. I entitled the message, "He Must Increase, I Must Decrease," which is a phrase that John uses about Jesus when Jesus steps foot on the scene to begin his public ministry. Some of John's disciples, those that were following him, were a bit concerned because the spotlight was moving from John onto Jesus, and they were worried for his sake. And he said, he must increase and I must decrease. And so we focused in on Sunday morning about where is the spotlight this time of year and where should it be. And we see that at a time when John was born, when the spotlight could have been on him, that instead of it being on John, the new baby, that Zechariah, his father, actually turns the spotlight on what God has done and the fact that John would be the forerunner of the Messiah coming into the world. So, guys, any thoughts from the message on Sunday that you guys wanted to work out?
Man, I thought it was great. I mean, so much to unpack. You know, just obviously, I love the idea of, you know, God fulfilling His promise, you know, in sending His Son, that He's true to His word. You know,
Hang on just a second. Let me pause you. Let me stop you. You got to stop saying you know.
You know. last week I was listening to the audio of Beyond the Sermon and text these guys and said, I had no idea that I said, you know, like 8,000 times.
So you really told me to stop you.
You
so
did.
I
you
stopped
did. You.
So
you got me.
Sorry to
you get like
bust
a
your train of thought.
And just, which I
there we go. But, hey, if somebody would get me an Indiana Jones whip.
Ooh, yeah. They might sell them at Disney World.
That would be awesome.
You're wanting to be whipped?
So. All right, we need to. can we cut that out of this?
Yeah, we'll cut that out of the podcast.
So. Finish, though, with your illustrious unique
thoughts. I'm not sure if I can get back to that. No, just, you know, the
you did.
The prophecy.
I promise we won't say anything more about it.
That's so amazing.
Are we going to have to start this up?
The prophecy that is fulfilled, and we see, you know, just God's incredible, just the way that He is true to His word. I can't even talk right now. Both of y'all are cracking up. Oh, man. But I thought that was a just a huge part of it. So,
all right. Adam?
Yeah. I just like how you brought out from the passage how Zechariah immediately begins to talk about how his son is not the focal point. His son is just the forerunner, as you mentioned earlier. And, you know, and then for us as well, obviously, you know, in our culture today, it's all about us. Mm-hmm. You know, we invented a stick so we could make it all about us, called the selfie stick.
Absolutely. Can I pause and say that Scott bought one of those this past week?
He did.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, but not on purpose.
That's right. It was for us to be able to film videos. Right?
But
absolutely.
But again, just the reminder of not just during this Christmas season, but just with our lives in general, the greatest thing that we can do is to live our lives for Christ and to make Him known to the people around us. And it's not just to make ourselves happy or to make ourselves feel good or to accumulate as many things as we can, but it's to glorify Christ. And just, again, just that reminder and that focal, especially during this Christmas season where we can get all caught up in how many gifts did I get and what did I get, you know, make it all about those things.
Yeah, absolutely. I think certainly that's just a focus for us as believers that we need to make sure that the main thing stays the main thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember who said it, but said the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for us this time of year, that's certainly the case. So for me, one of the things, and I read it over and over and over again, and I wanted to just highlight, it's the last verse 79 of chapter 1, because I don't know why there's things that stick out to you, you know, as you read through a passage of scripture, and then there's some that just jump off the page, and you know, and this was one of those for me. So, talking about, I'll begin in verse 76, where Zechariah is commissioning John with what his charge is going to be in life, and then focus in on verse 79. But it begins in verse 76, saying, "You, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare His ways, to give knowledge of salvation to His people and the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high." And then here's verse 79. It's the one that really jumped off the page to me. to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And as I read that, those two words, light and peace, being used to describe the Messiah coming into the world and what he's going to bring, is light in the darkness, peace in the chaos. And as we think about this Christmas season, it's easy for us to sit back and those of us who are believers to certainly celebrate who Christ is and him coming into the world, because we've experienced that life and that peace. And yet there's a world around us who is still sitting in darkness, in the shadow of death, who's still sitting in a world that is filled with chaos, and they need to know why we can enjoy this time of year. Right. And it's not because of the presents, and it's not because of the eggnog. Have y'all ever gotten into eggnog?
No.
Yeah, me either. Hot chocolate.
Pretty gross.
I can do hot chocolate.
There you go. Or in a Santa Claus movie, hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
There we go.
Nothing's better than a peppermint mocha from Starbucks.
Ooh,
though.
Yes. Ooh, that is nice. Yeah. Now, I will say this. I have, this time of year, started making here at the church office, our illustrious secretary, Janet. Shout out, Janet. We love you. Thank you. She bought us some hot chocolate packs, and they have a little mini marshmallows in it. But if you take either French vanilla creamer or hazelnut creamer, and you pour that in, and then you put the packet in, you get it filled, I don't know, probably an inch worth of the bottom of the cup with the hazelnut creamer, you get the packet in, and then you put hot water in, woo. Best hot chocolate this side of...
And it's only 600 calories.
Well, but those don't count at Christmas, right?
That's right, that's right.
You don't count those.
That's awesome.
Till the first of the year. So, I don't even remember where I was going with that.
Well,
can you redeem that?
I'll see if I can get back on track a little bit. But I think what you're
speaking
talking
of, Scott,
about,
go fix some hot chocolate.
I'm on it. I'll be real.
I think where, you know, just as I was listening to you talk, and it was reminded of, you know, one of the statements that you made in your message of, you know, we as believers have the message of hope, and God has given that to us, and it's a gift that God has given to us, and it's a gift that God has called us to, you know, make available to others, but it's not our gift necessarily to give, it's his gift that was given.
Yeah.
You know, it's important for us to remember that we do have a great message, a message of hope, and especially even with all the celebrations and everything that go on during the Christmas season, you think of it as a fun time. For some people, it's not a fun time. For some people, it's a reminder of, you know, hurts that they've had, you know, of relationships that are strained or loss of loved ones, it is during this time that we can cling to that hope that we have in Christ as well.
Absolutely. No, that's good. I thought it was a good, just a good Sunday. One of the things just to share with you, if you were there Sunday, if you're part of our church, you know this, but if you're listening from Canada, Canada.
They still haven't reached out to us.
I know. We still haven't heard from them. I've been ready to ship a book to you guys if you'll let me know
still
that you're
there. Still haven't given that signed copy, man.
I know,
come
man.
On.
Put my John Hancock on there. So, but we had enough funds to pay off our church property.
Woo!
Come in this past Sunday. So, there we go. Yeah, the crowd goes wild. So we're excited about that, and we will be moving forward. We've been in conversations with architect, engineer already, looking at what next steps look like for us with the county and trying to get approval to build. And so if you're listening and you happen to have, I don't know, $1 million just kind of sitting around, you know, that needs to be invested in kingdom purposes, get the spotlight off your bank account.
That's right.
And put it on Jesus.
That's right.
And write a check to North River Church.
And we'll be happy to give you a tax deduction.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And we may even name a door after you or something in the new building.
Door.
So
yes.
Yesterday
was a big day as we burned the actual banknote from the loan.
So here's the thing. We shot a video yesterday burning the note. It was a note burning. And several people reached out and were highly, highly concerned, very worried that we burned the original promissory note. Yeah. Now, we're a bunch of dumb preachers, let's just be honest, but we're not that dumb. So to clear the air, we want you to know that we made a copy of the promissory note and we burned the copy of the note. So no original documents were harmed.
We
in the
actually just
of that
printed
video.
Off the lyrics of Christmas Shoes and burned that. We just didn't tell anybody. That's what it was.
I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please.
So great.
Stop now.
Oh, that's good.
I'm still waiting on Adam to sing it, man.
I know.
You just haven't come
family. So, Scott, one of the things that your family does is you guys film a Christmas video.
We do.
Have
we
you
did.
Done that
we
this
did
year?
It last night.
Last night? Is
it's
it
going,
a,
it's going
is it
live
a,
on Facebook in about 15, 20 minutes, depending on how long
sweet.
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
But not on Facebook yet.
It's on the YouTube.
We had fun.
You can follow Scott's YouTube channel and you'll see that in your feed already. See, so I think I was actually the first viewer this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, up top. Wow. And like Adam's got some great videos, hilarious videos on YouTube.
That's
what's
good.
Your, I don't remember your handle.
It's just YP Adam.
YP Adam. It's really good.
It's good stuff. Yeah. I like it. So check those out. And if you missed the burning of the note, check out our Facebook page and you'll get all the good details there. Let's see. So, guys, we will be meeting on Christmas Eve at 5 and then again on Christmas Day at 10.
That's right.
And I wanted to address something because I've had a lot of questions, had a lot of feedback from different people who have heard that other churches have canceled services on Christmas Day and some of those kind of things. And so I wanted to share just a little bit of the reason behind why we're doing Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and just try to make all the other churches feel bad. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not gonna do that. Maybe I'll be. You know. Anyway, so Christmas Eve has been a tradition at North River Church, so we're carrying that on. I think it's a great opportunity to gather as a church family the night before Christmas and focus in on the reason that we celebrate Christmas, and so we'll have a great time doing that. And I know, Scott, you've got some Christmas carols planned.
Oh, I'm excited.
Ready to go?
I'm excited.
That's good. It's typically a very, very well-attended service in our community, and we're excited about that. It'll be candlelight. We will try not to set school on fire.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, right? So we'll have a good time with that. Pastor Adam, I hear that you are going to be reading the Christmas story.
That's right.
Jesus Storybook Bible
on
for the kiddos.
Christmas Eve.
Dressed up as the Grinch, right? Isn't that what?
Yeah, that's right. No.
No,
that would not be. That would not
just
be
kidding.
Everybody's going to show up now.
Yeah, seriously.
That's
why
it.
Why didn't he dress
2,000 people come to read the Grinch?
That'd be good. And then we'll meet Christmas morning at 10 a.m. and have a service then as well. Christmas carols again.
Absolutely.
Adam, I hear that you are dressing up for that service.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of a dress up as well as possibly an accent. I don't know.
Ooh. Australian?
Ooh. They'll just have to come in and see.
Okay.
It's
I'm really bad at accents.
I'm pretty bad at accents.
They all eventually sound Jamaican.
They'll just say, that's how you talk anyway. And,
Rastafarian. Yeah.
That's it. That's good.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually was practicing my accent last week with the kids.
Okay.
They were asking me why I was talking that way, and I was driving them to the school. I continued to talk to them the whole way there. I was in the drop-off line, and they were like, please don't talk like that when you drop us off. And I was like, why? And they're like, you're so embarrassing. So I've already lived up to the dad creed of embarrassing my children.
Hey,
so
that's awesome.
Oh, man.
That's a good,
I'm not a huge Friends fan, but Megan loves it. And one of the funniest episodes is when Ross, who's teaching, I guess, college classes he's nervous, so he begins speaking with, is it English, British accent?
British accent, yeah.
And, I mean, he goes, what, weeks, months?
Yeah.
And finally he's like, I've got to go back to my normal voice. And they're like, wait a minute, what just happened? Like, what do you mean?
That's it.
It's so great.
So we're excited about that on Christmas morning. And then we'll also have communion Christmas morning as well. So both services will be about 45 minutes, 50 minutes tops. And we'll head out from there. So Question, Christmas Eve is kind of an easy one to answer. Been a traditional thing that North River Church has done, but I guess it's every 6 years or so, Christmas actually falls on a Sunday.
Right.
And there are several churches that we know of that have actually canceled services on Christmas Day, which, I mean, try to explain that to baby Jesus. You know? So, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, I do think, certainly understand that, you know, for families, they may be struggling with, gosh, we're going to wake up and we're going to do Christmas and then we'd have to get ready really fast and go to church. Is it worth it? Should we do it? And all those kind of things. And so I just want to offer a challenge and some encouragement in that. One, I mean, just being perfectly honest, I can think of no better time to celebrate the birth of Christ and no better place to celebrate the birth of Christ than on Christmas Day with God's people.
That's right.
And so I feel like it should be an important part of your routine on Christmas morning. Just go ahead and make the plans. Let your kids know ahead of time. And if necessary, wear pajamas that morning if you need to.
You're talking to me, right?
If you want to wear your Christmas jammies, you can do that.
I've got some great Minion pajamas that I
Minion.
Can rip if you want.
That'd be good. I like that. That'd be cool. So, can you sing in an accent that morning?
Oh, yeah.
Is that possible? That'd be good.
Yes. A Minion accent.
That's it. That'd be great. So we'll meet that morning, and I want to just encourage you to make plans to be there and make it a point to let your kids know why. That they're having to set their toys aside and come. And if you say, gosh, Michael, we've got family in town, they need to be at church too. So just get them up and get them to church. So we'll be meeting. It'll be a great time. And then we will break from there and head out, which means that we will most likely not have, unless we do it towards the end of the week, next week, a podcast next week. So we'll skip, and podcast number 11 will be officially in 2017.
2017.
So speaking of 2017, guys, we come up on a new year. Always new resolutions for the new year. So, Scott, got any New Year's resolutions?
Eat more seafood. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Man, I don't know. I tell you, I haven't tried to write any music in a while. I mean, I guess since I've been here, literally. And so that's probably one for me, is to try to get back into the habit of writing and try to get into the discipline of writing every, you know, every week at least. That's probably at the top of my list for resolutions. So how about you, Adam?
I don't usually set a whole lot of resolutions. You know, I kind of more focus on goals over different ministry areas. We were kind of talking about this before we went live. So, yeah, I just kind of set some personal goals, just kind of physically, spiritually, family goals, and just try to find a couple of different things that I want to do each year. I usually do try to set a number of books that I want to try to read within a year.
How many is that this year? Coming up.
So this year, I can't remember how many I actually have read, but I think my goal was to read, I think, 16 books this year. And I'm probably sitting, I did not hit my goal this year. Just
yeah.
Be upfront and confess that, you know, but that's all right. There's grace, and I can continue to read those, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But I usually try to, set a reading goal because I want to be a, you know, continue to grow and learn in that way.
Yeah, leaders are readers.
That's right.
Which, I mean, if you read 15, that's about 14 more than Scott. So.
I was going to say, I read Animal Farm one time.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so it's the same thing for me. I usually don't make New Year's resolutions, but do set goals for the new year. So we've got those in various areas. One that I'm working towards, have already actually started working towards, is writing another book. So that's
sweet.
On the docket for this year to try to get that going.
Any hint as to what that one will be about?
So the first book I wrote was about parent-driven discipleship, which you can buy on Amazon. And there we go, shameless plug. And so you could do that if you'd like to support a hungry family.
That's right.
So, but yeah, looking at one on scripture and cultivating the discipline of reading scripture, applying scripture, and that kind of thing. So thinking, toying with the title of Sweeter Than Honey out of Psalm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Psalm 19. So, that's cool. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking at. But so that's one. And then I typically read average, this isn't a look at me deal, but about a book a week. So,
wow.
So I'm right at about 50 this great. Year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So so I'll probably shoot for that again next year. So, but anyway, that's good. So if you're gonna make goals, make smart goals.
That's right.
Specific, measurable, attainable. What's the next one? Reasonable? That's attainable. Yeah.
I don't remember what
time that. Bound. I don't know. Anyway. Look it up. Smart goals. Yeah,
look it up.
I don't remember what it was.
Just look it up. So, you can write in and let us know.
That's right. It. So I do want to read this to you. One of the, usually the number one desire New Year's resolution is to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And so I have a prayer that I want to read for all those who may be wanting to make that. So you ready for this, guys? It says, Lord, my soul is ripped with riot, incited by my wicked diet. We are what we eat, said a wise old man. Lord, if that's true, I'm a garbage can. To rise on judgment day, it's plain. With my present weight, I'll need a crane. So grant me strength that I may not fall into the clutches of cholesterol. May my flesh with carrot curls be dated, that my soul may be polyunsaturated. And show me the light that I may bear witness to the President's Council on Physical Fitness. And at margarine I'll never mutter, for the road to hell is paved with butter. And cream is cursed, and cake is awful, and Satan is hiding in every waffle. Oh, let's see. Beelzebub is a Beelzebub is a chocolate drop, and Lucifer is a lollipop. Give me this day my daily slice, cut it thin and toast it twice. I beg upon my dimpled knees, deliver me from jujubes. And when my days of trial are done and my war with malted milk balls won, let me stand with heavenly throng in a shining robe size 30 long. I can do it, Lord, if you'll show to me the virtues of lettuce and celery. Teach me the evil of mayonnaise and of pasta a la malaise and crisp fried chicken from the south. Lord, if you love me, shut my mouth.
You know, I'd forgotten how beautiful the prayer of Jabez really is.
You know, yeah, it's that's it.
It's just gorgeous.
That's
it. I'm actually hungry now.
Hey, who's bringing us lunch today,
that's
guys?
Right, that's right.
So, all right, that is podcast episode number 10. X. Good deal. So we will catch you guys in the new year. As always, you can go on and leave us 5-star ratings on iTunes. And honest 5-star reviews. We appreciate those. And if you have any questions or anything, you can email at questions@podcast.com. Just kidding.
That probably would go somewhere.
It'd go somewhere. I don't know. So, all right, we'll catch you guys.
Scotty.
Yeah.
They can email Scotty with all the questions.
Yes.
Come on.
Which is CaptainRedbeard@NorthRiver.com. Is that what it is?
Perfect. Nailed it.
I love it. So we'll catch y'all in 2017.
All right.
Out.